This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Zoran Mamdani giving his first press conference this morning since his decisive win last night in the New York City mayor's race. Our Marla Diamond was there, and she joins us now live from Queens.
The mayor-elect, Linda, named his transition team all females, including a member of Mayor Adams' staff, longtime staff, Maria Torres Springer, who said that the administration would look to deliver immediate affordability on immediate affordability issues for the 1 million voters who chose Mamdani because of his affordability platform. He also talked about what kind of city hall he will run.
We will speak to the organizers on the front lines of the fight to improve our city, government veterans with proven track records, policy experts from around the country and the world, and working people who know better than anyone what their neighborhoods need.
Mamdani demurred when asked if he would move from his rent-controlled or rent-stabilized Astoria apartment to Gracie Mansion, saying he will have discussions with his wife. He was also asked about concerns in the Jewish community about his opposition to Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. He said he looks forward to working with Jewish leaders across the state, whether they be elected officials, rabbis, or community leaders, promising that he will protect Jewish New Yorkers, not just protect them, but celebrate and cherish them. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flushing Meadows, Queens.
And New Yorkers today are weighing in on Mamdani's win.
New Yorkers woke up to a new mayor-elect, Zoran Mamdani. Here's how they're feeling.
Hell yeah. Nervous and excited.
Politicians, they all the same. They're going to do what they want to do.
What does that mean?
Empty promises.
Yeah, Giroux there, not fully swayed by the future of Mayor Mamdani, but when he heard his age.
That's good, you know, change, young youth, you know, might have a different perspective.
And his only hope?
Hopefully Trump doesn't get at him.
Caitlin here wishes she had the chance to speak directly to Mamdani. She'd say,
looking forward to seeing what you can do in office.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, downtown Brooklyn.
It was a decisive win, too, for Democrat Mikey Sherrill in the New Jersey governor's race. That race had been deemed neck and neck during the campaign season, and it ended with Sherrill getting 56% of the vote to Jack Cittarelli's 43%. Sherrill speaking about her victory this morning on Good Morning America.
We've seen just an incredible, I think, group of people coming together in New Jersey around those key issues. And remember, those are the communities, I think, that are so focused on good government. Things like making sure kids have access to a great education, that there are great job opportunities across the state, and that's what I'm focused on.
We now have word that FDNY Commissioner Robert Tucker has submitted his resignation, effective December 19th. Tucker, a born and raised New Yorker, founded TNM USA, an international security and investigations firm, where some sources say he'll be returning after he departs the FDNY. Tucker has held the commissioner's position since August of 2024. He was appointed by Mayor Adams. No word yet on why he's resigning. A 19-year-old was arrested at the Metropolitan Museum of Art on Monday for a bizarre incident of vandalism against multiple artworks. Police say 19-year-old Joshua Vavrin splashed water on two centuries-old paintings and tore a tapestry off the wall. Other museum-goers pointed him out to police. Cops believe Vavrin was under the influence during the incident. A museum spokesperson says he was escorted out of the museum and no other artwork or people were harmed. Vavrin is awaiting arraignment in Manhattan criminal court. Four adults have been found dead inside an apartment in the Castle Hill houses in the Bronx. We don't have many details, but police made the discovery around 9:45 this morning on Lacombe Avenue. All four were pronounced dead at the scene. The city's medical examiner will determine how they died, and we will keep you updated as that investigation continues. Well, with Thanksgiving only a few weeks away and the Secretary of Transportation warning of chaos in the skies, should people start reconsidering their holiday travel plans?
I heard it was 3-hour wait on the TSA line, and that's usually like your lickety-split line.
This Nassau County resident is hoping the shutdown is done by her Thanksgiving travel plans. First, she plans to fly to Florida to see family, then take another plane to see more family in Georgia.
So what airport do you normally fly out of?
Out of Kennedy or LaGuardia, okay. But we're choosing to go out of Islip this time.
Because of it.
Thinking it might be less crowded.
So would she ever think of driving?
I don't know. It depends how desperate we get at that time.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.